Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever wondered how long you sit in traffic? Like, over the weeks, months, or years? Ryan Burrow is looking at some information this morning that will probably startle you. Right, Ryan?
Yeah, 7 full working days you're sitting there in traffic. 54 hours of wasted time, costing you, by the way, on average with fuel spent, over $1,000, $1,010 in personal costs. This according to a new report released by Texas A&M and INRIX, which tracks traffic flow, traffic time spent. And it shows that it is just going to get more and more gridlocked out there in the roadways in the coming years. We're up about 13% from when they did the survey just a while ago, just back in 2012, back when we were spending only 47 hours in traffic and wasting 20 gallons of fuel. And they project that by the year 2025, that's going to grow another 14%. So if you're not happy with sitting in traffic as much as you are these days, just wait, because there's going to be more waiting ahead of you.
Jeez, I mean, something like that really puts into perspective for people who have to sit in traffic every day. And it definitely puts into perspective for us here in Buffalo that we don't have to deal with some of the things that other cities do. We hear that number and say, man, I thought our traffic was bad. Just look around the country.
That sounds a little bit like a brag right there is what I'm hearing. Is that
That's right.
It is.
You know what? Well, we shouldn't brag too much. Susan and I, we are driving in the 3 o'clock hour. If we see like 5 cars on the road between our houses and here, we are livid in the morning.
I want to put it this way. I mean, L.A., you're talking 15 extra working days. San Francisco, 13. Washington, D.C., 13. New York, about 12 extra working days. So, yeah, some of these major metropolitan areas are the real trouble spots. These major metropolitan areas also have a lot of public transportation attached. So a lot of these people are choosing to sit in traffic. But it is eye-opening when you finally get down to the nitty-gritty and the numbers.
Yeah. Did Buffalo actually make the list of cities?
I did not see them in the top ranked.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, right. But look at all the gasoline, too, when you're talking about all this time, right?
Yeah, exactly. 21 wasted gallons every year, and that's a big portion of the wasted money you're seeing. Good news is, I do want to point out, as we get into Labor Day weekend, gas prices are down actually significantly. Secondly, from last year, AAA Motor Club says we're spending about a quarter less than we were per gallon last year, this time nationwide. Lowest it's been in 2 to 3 years. We'll see how it ends up actually playing out over the weekend, but we could be in the 2017 level, somewhere around there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.